As Rose ate her breakfast, her sister Sarah and Caitlin was teasing Rose that she is too young to make the world shine and make the world have a wonderful color. But Rose thought she can do it. Since their parents passed away, Rose couldn't ask anyone except for her companion, Jin. Jin was older than Caitlin, but Sarah was older. Rose did not think she was smart or wise. Of course not. Of course not, Jin. Jin was a hero when she was about 9 because she bought food who needed, but now she is too old. People will not give her any credits anymore, only 7 to 10. Now Rose decides to start the quest, but Caitlin's friend Julia liked Rose, but Rose said, "I'm brave, I'm not afraid, and I want some credits and presents," Sarah said. Sarah said, "Here, take this, you might use it of the unicorn. Yuna is a baby, you must be careful. She might help you fight the other enemies." Rose noticed the sister was frowning. They also didn't want her to be alone. They thought that they might not survive. Sarah held her hand, but Rose let go, start pulling Jin into the path of Yuna's homeworld, but there was a bubble over it, so if they go in the bubble, they will die. If they pass the bubble, they will be starting the maze of quicksand. They reached to the maze of quicksand. How are we going to go in the middle of the maze to find the 7 gems? Jin was already gone. Jin called Rose. Jin was climbing on the rocks, but Rose was faster than Jin. Rose reached to the shimmering golden gems, but Yuna the unicorn stopped them getting the gems. Yuna became good for no reason, so they became good friends. They got the jewels, so the world turned into a wonderful color. Everyone was pleased with Rose and Jin. Jin was deeply happy. Bye, Connie.